Hey, guys, want to get in on the action? We're just talking about a little betting. You want to bet on horses? You want to bet on football? You want to bet on hockey? You want to bet on tennis? You want to bet on soccer? Are you a soccer bettor? MyBookie has you covered for all of those. That's MyBookie.ag, and they've got the best odds action. Players big and small. Doesn't matter what your bankroll is. You can get in and do some damage. And if you want to test your luck in a casino, MyBookie has instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand, with even beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. So that's always fun. And when you score that big, MyBookie has with the best online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387. Mention promo code FRED. Promo code FRED, not promo code radio. Promo code FRED, and they'll throw in an extra 50% on your first deposit. Call 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code FRED. You can also sign up online right on your phone. In fact, if you're out here at Nick's Place and you haven't signed up, you can get on your phone right now. That's what Michael's doing. And you can visit mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest, bet with the best, only at MyBookie.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the Gau Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, live here at Nick's Place. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour. You missed a good time. And if you're not out here at Nick's Place, you need to be out here at Nick's Place because you shouldn't be on the freeways right now. They're an absolute mess.
It ain't good.
Maybe the worst in the history of Houston. So, except for Rita. So, you need to get out here to Nick's Place, especially if you're in the area. If you're not in the area, you probably should leave now so you can get here before the end of the show.
Right.
Just a humble suggestion.
You're going to want to be here.
Two thoughts from the first hour. Number one, we know Granato is the highest ranked guy here at Nick's Place because that's who Nick and Cindy go to when he's here, right?
Right.
I found somebody who outranks him.
Who?
They're out there hanging out with the wife.
Who?
The Canadian outranks him. At Nick's Place.
Your wife?
She outranks him and me.
No way.
Yeah.
No
it
chance.
Sucks. It sucks. I hate it. I'm going to have to divorce her now.
No chance.
The other thing is Michelle's got a bunch of games for people out here that she's going to do. Michelle, come over here and explain this real quick. Give her the headphones. Because she was trying to explain it to me, and I'm like, just tell the people what they need to do to come win this stuff.
Okay, so I have two contests that we're going to do. I've got the first one is a Frozen T-shirt contest. I'm going to give you a Frozen T-shirt. You have to break it up and be the first one to put it on. You can take off your shirt if you want to and put it on that way, or you can put it on over the shirt you have.
If females are invited to participate.
That's true. I will. I do not.
Females get a 5-second head start, in fact.
I do not discriminate.
Yeah.
Okay. The second one
Ray, is... Ray, it'll take you all day, bro. We ain't got time for that.
The second game we have is the baseball bat game. I'm going to give you one of these little teeny mini baseball bats.
Is this for the girls, too?
The girls can participate in this as well.
Oh, boy. This is getting...
Listen, a girl is not going to win this contest.
This party is getting... It's turning up. It's cranking up a notch here from what I'm seeing.
So we're going to sit you in a chair.
Yeah. And then what?
You're going to put the baseball bat between your legs.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a
piece. And then?
I'm going to give you a piece of sandpaper.
Oh, what?
And then you're going to rub the baseball bat until you rub all the words off. And then when the first person to rub the words off, they win the prize. And I have Echo.
Why'd you make this so dirty all of a sudden?
You know how I am, AJ.
Yeah, there's no way a woman's winning that contest.
It's 2017. Though. Like...
I know.
Couldn't we come up with some more appropriate games?
No. They're not fun.
Okay.
So both contests, the winner's going to receive an Echo Dot.
They came over here. They want to play the game. Oh, okay.
An Echo Dot. So everybody knows, has seen the commercials where it's like, Alexa, buy me some movie tickets. Everybody gets one of those if you win, the winner. And that's what I got.
I'll just tell you, Alexa's a little scary, though, when you get one. She knows a little too much. Just going to point that out. All right, so when are you doing these contests? When is this happening? Okay, so when we get 10 people to come up here and get in.
Oh, Michael, Michael's doing the t-shirt contest.
No, he's doing the masturbation one because he's really good at that.
The t-shirt contest for sure.
Yeah. So
I think you have to pick one.
Yeah, you don't get to do them both.
You should have brought your wife for the other one.
Yeah. All right. You want to go through the NFL lines here real quick?
Let's do it before we talk to RJ and he poo-poos everything that we've got to say.
Of course. All right, we'll start with Lions and Bengals. Your Lions are -3.5.
I love the Lions here.
I do too.
The number was 5.5 early, and I mean, clearly money going in on the Bengals.
It's moved a lot. It opened 5. It opened 3, went up to 5, now down to 3.5.
But you've got one team with clear motivation and one team with no motivation. I like the Lions a lot, even on the road as favorites.
All right, I am with you.
This is why I'm not crazy about this week's card, because a lot of road favorites.
Yeah, and that usually gets you in trouble. But you've also got a lot of teams that have absolutely zero to play for that are trotting, you know, David Quesenberry.
Yeah, I look for home dogs, and it's ugly this week.
Chargers -6.5 at Jet.
Number is probably too high for me, but if I were playing a side, it'd be San Diego.
I'm probably going to lean the other direction, but I want to see where it gets, because I think the Chargers are due for a big letdown after last week when they were all but eliminated. And the Jets aren't total garbage. I'd feel
Jets
better.
Jets don't have a quarterback.
They don't have a quarterback, but you know, I don't know how excited the Chargers are going to be to do this. Rams -6.5 at Titans.
I like the Rams a lot, and it has nothing to do with motivation. I just think the Titans are done. The Titans...
They're falling back to the level that I thought they really were. Yeah. Their record was not indicative of what I thought they were.
Well, you know what? The Titans are about exactly what I thought they would be. They're
an 8-8
type team. Yeah. Really, the only team that's been different than what I thought they would be in the AFC South, you could say Jacksonville and Houston. Jacksonville's better than expected. Houston's worse.
I want to know why all these women are signing up for the bat game. I mean, that's something guys have been doing since they're 12 years old.
No, Michael thinks he's got...
Yeah, well, two for you, maybe.
Big advantage over here.
I'm gonna make Michael the 2-5 favorite. Make Ray Ray second choice at 6-5.
Ray Ray, you should put the sandpaper in your mouth and do it.
Now that would change. Never mind. All right,
that changes the game.
Bears -6.5 at home against the Browns.
God, it's too much. Give me Browns.
I'll go the other way. I can't take the Browns ever.
I wouldn't bet them
ever again. And although, if you're on the Browns side, I think there's some reasons to be on there, because if they're going to win a game, this is it.
It's got to be.
And I think that I think the motivation for them is to come out and get their one win.
You see my my survivor pool, who it rests on.
I like it. Uh-huh. I like it. All right. Panthers -11 against the Bucks.
Too many points.
Too many points.
Give me the Bucks.
Yeah, I'm with you. Saints -6 against the Falcons.
I think it's too many points.
Yeah, I think this. You're telling me
the Falcons are still alive in this thing.
They are.
And they're not quitting. They're getting better too.
I think the Saints win, but I think it's going to be close.
I think so too.
I also like the over 52. I will throw that out.
The Falcons. If you look at the Falcons now versus Week 4 or 5, totally different team.
Yeah,
I mean the Falcons are figuring it out.
I think they had to adjust to a new offensive coordinator, and it's taken them a while to get back to doing some of the things that Shanahan was doing last year. Redskins -3.5 at home against the Broncos. Yeah. This is kind of an audition, I guess, for Kirk Cousins to go play for the Broncos next year.
It's at Washington, right?
It is at Washington. It is a noon game.
Give me the Redskins.
Yeah, I will, too. I'll take the Redskins also.
I don't like that, though.
I mean, it's not a real – I'm not going to bet it. But
Redskins don't have a running back. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
Is all their running backs are hurt. The guys they're playing this week, I've never even heard of.
Well, when you knock over my beer, we're going to have a problem.
I can't call a coworker woman. It's 2017.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I'm just Weinsteining it, okay? Don't you knock my beer over, dude. Okay. Chiefs, minus 10.5 at home against the Dolphins.
Too many points. Give me the Fins.
Yeah, although...
Chiefs look good again.
They look like the team they were at the start of the season. I can't give up 10.5 points, though, because I still don't trust them. But I'd be on the other end also, but I'm not playing that one. Patriots, minus 11.5 at home against the Bills.
Too many points. Give me the Bills.
I'll go the other way. Give me the Patriots here. I think they're going to roll. Although...
Bills do have a lot to play for.
The Bills do have a lot to play for, but I think they lose this game, win next week, make the playoffs.
Okay.
So... minus 4.5... At 49er.
God, this is tough.
I'm
man.
Actually playing the 49ers.
Are you?
Yeah.
Man, I really love the 49ers right now. I love Jimmy Garoppolo. I love Shano. But I think this Jacksonville, it's going to be too much of a hurdle right now. I think Jacksonville's a great team now. San Francisco's going to be a great team.
Let me give you some reasons why I'm not going to be on the Jaguars this week. Number one, this is not the Texans' offensive line that they're going to be eating alive defensively. They don't match up nearly as well with the San Francisco offensive line as they did the Texans' offensive line. The other part of this is Jaguars traveling out west. Remember what happened? It was just 3 weeks ago. They went to Arizona. They got their butt kicked by an inferior team. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be able to take advantage of because he throws to so many receivers. Then that's going to neutralize Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Boye a little bit. They're going to be able to go to their tight end that we've never heard of, and they're going to be able to go to the slot receiver. I think the 49ers are going to be able to score on this team.
They're
going to
win?
I think. All right. I'll throw it out there. I don't need the 4.5 points.
Look
give me,
at you.
Give me the 49ers.
Niners money line.
Right, money line. Boom. I feel you can move on this game as if it has yet to be played.
You're a bold man.
Yeah. So there you go. All right. Cardinals minus 3 at home against the Giants.
That's another one. I guess it's Cardinals or nothing.
You couldn't pay me to bet this game,
no.
But I'm kind of with you. Cowboys minus 5 against Seabird.
Give me the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to go against them right now.
Well, it's kind of hard to go with Seattle right now.
Well, that's the big part of it.
Oh, my.
Okay, so this is very, you know.
Michael looks like he's never even masturbated before. He's doing like a reverse grip, like
yeah. You know who's killing it over here is Tracy.
Oh yeah, Tracy's a pro.
Tracy looks like she's done this before. Yeah. Okay.
The chick next to Tracy, she's got an old school technique, but it's
is it kind of the circle move or is it?
It's like she looks like a 12-year-old boy.
Okay.
Like it's like you don't really know what to do with it, but you just know you're supposed to pull on it.
Yeah.
And
all right,
but Tracy's like got technique. She's like talking to the bat.
Yeah.
Like,
who do you work for? Who do you work for?
Yeah. Get off there. Get that paint off. Get the poison off.
Oh, my God. All right, well, let's do these.
Yeah, look at Michael. He has no idea what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's awkward. It's really gross, too, now that I'm thinking about it.
Honestly, watching this, a little disturbing. A little bit disturbing. Come on, girl. Come on. Yeah. All of it. Yeah, it's got to be all of it, guys.
Yeah, this is it. This is where cardio comes into play. What's your? We've got someone claiming they've won. We've got a winner.
She's clean. She says
that is a dark horse. She came out of nowhere.
Yeah, she did. She rallied.
Tracy is sweating profusely.
Tracy was the front runner. She got out fast, but ran out of juice. It happens.
Michael, I don't know what that was, dude.
Yeah. That was that. Honestly, that was an embarrassment.
My God, I feel sorry for your penis.
That was an embarrassment to male masturbation. It really was. Yeah, I don't know what to say.
That was horrible.
I don't think he's used to working with something that large.
It's crazy.
I mean, I guess I don't know.
The size fooled him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just it's a little different when you're not used to it.
Yep. All right, guys. I'm going to tell you about Texas Star Foods, Texas Star Grill Shop. If you have people over for the holidays, you want to cook up something nice for them, maybe a smoked prime rib, maybe a smoked ham or a smoked turkey, they can do. You want to have a good grill. You don't want to mess up Christmas dinner. Who wants to be that guy? Don't be that guy. Get yourself a grill from Texas Star Grill Shop right now. They've still got that holiday sale going on. They've got pellet grills. They've got gas grills. They've got charcoal grills. Whatever you're into, they've got. You want to build on your outdoor kitchen for Christmas, they can do that. You want to design and build one, they'll help you with that. The store 8905 Louetta is one of the largest displays of grills in the state. They've got all the spices, the accessories, the wood, the charcoal, and everything is below retail price. Free delivery and assembly on any grill purchases. Holiday sales still going on. Stop by to see these exciting grills at Texas Star Grill Shop, 8905 Louetta or 2045 Southwest Freeway at the corner of Shepherd and 59 in Houston. It's TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
Hello!
To call into the HRMP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Just so everybody knows, I'm not trying to get with Santa or anything by singing this song. So just so everybody knows, I'm not trying to hook up with Santa. All right, cool. Santa baby, just a sip of sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the Gal Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. But once again, the dulcet tones of Juggalo Trey. God, that song is dirty enough as it is.
Hearing Trey sing it. Next year, I
don't know. That's a porno I do not want to see.
That's good.
I'm just going to go on record as saying that.
Check me off my Christmas list, Santa baby.
Yeah.
I want a yacht.
Oh, my God.
And really, that's
for someone who loves music as much as Juggalo Trey, wouldn't you think you'd be a little more musical?
Santa baby.
Yeah.
So hurry
I don't
down
know. I mean, he's about as smooth as a dump truck. It's a... Very surprising. Well, you know, this is the Christmas album that will define all future Christmas albums.
Yep.
It really is.
No one's put out, I don't think anyone's put out a hit Christmas record since Mariah.
No, and so.
So Juggalo Trey, you could say, is the Mariah of our generation.
So are you Dr. Dre and I'm Jimmy or what?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think
how
that's
it works.
How this works, yeah. But, all right, two more games that we need to get to because they will happen on. Hey.
Man, didn't it feel weird not having the NFL last night?
Yeah, it did.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. In fact, I was watching. Well, I watched some of the Florida International game, and then once the quarterback was out, I'm like, bleep this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew where that was going. But Steelers -9 at your beloved Houston Texans. David Quisenberry makes all the difference. No, Steelers are gonna house them.
They should. The Steelers don't have a ton of motivation other than they're trying not to let Jacksonville catch them.
Right.
But you think Jacksonville's gonna lose earlier in the week, so
yeah, well, and that's the thing. That's why I'm not touching this game until I see what happens. Is if Jacksonville loses, I'll take the Texans to cover. If Jacksonville wins, I'll probably take the Steelers because I think they'll know they have to come out and kick their butts because they need to stay. I mean, they're winning the game. That's not even a discussion. But whether or not they want to come out and stomp a hole in them or not is going to depend on the day before because essentially that's a two-game swing for them if they lose because Jacksonville beat them heads up. So, and then finally, Eagle -9 at home against Raider.
God, that's tough.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Yeah, I don't think I'm.
Nick Foles looked good last week, but the defense didn't, and I don't know how much I believe in Nick Foles.
And again, here's another motivation game, though. If the Raiders could be eliminated by that, I mean, I think they're eliminated anyway. But you know, Philadelphia could also be locked in.
Yeah,
and that being the case, so I'm going to wait and see what the situation is. But I'm kind of with you. I think the Raiders can cover 9. So,
all right.
All right, there you go. That's we'll talk.
That's
with
foosball for the week.
Yep, yep. I've got about 3 plays out of those. 49ers is a definite play for me.
Yeah, it's a light week for me for sure.
And but I need to go 3-0 to get back up for the year. So I've got 3 plays.
Okay,
and that's one of them. And the other 2 I have on pregame. So one of them, I'll throw this out there. I like the Rams quite a bit at Tennessee. So you know, don't like giving points on the road, but I also feel like. At this stage of the season, I start downgrading home field for teams that are out of it or teams that, you know, I know the Titans aren't out of it technically.
But they pretty much are.
Yeah. At least I think they are. And we'll see. All right. 713-780-ESPN. And somebody asking the status of your guys' survival pool. You're both still alive. You've got your picks in.
Yeah, I've got my pick. There's two of us left. We both had to pick two games this week. I'm not going to throw out who I did take.
Okay.
I'll tell you who I kept in case I have to get to where I'm using playoff teams.
Yeah.
I'm keeping the Ravens.
Okay.
Because I think they're going to make the playoffs. And I'm keeping the Steelers. I haven't used the Steelers, and I mean,
ooh, because that's a free throw.
It's
this
almost
week.
Yeah, this week it's a free square, but I'm saving it.
Interesting strategy. We'll have to see if it pays off for him, Cotton.
Yeah.
So, hey guys, I want to let you know we're out here at Nick's place, 2713 Rocky Ridge, and it's been a long, fun day of partying here at the Gal Media Christmas Bash. It started this morning over at Klein's Jewelers, and it's continued all day at Nick's. A couple things about Nick's Place, other than it's run by Nick and Cindy, who are the coolest people on the planet.
They're top five, for sure.
They're up there, man. I love those guys. They're open Christmas Eve, regular hours, 10 a.m. to 2. Christmas Day, 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. UFC 219 on Saturday, December 30th, no cover charge. So if you want to come on and get your fight on that night, no cover.
That's nice.
And New Year's Day, they'll be open at 10 a.m., $5 medium pizzas all day long. Thank you, dear. And yeah, just an awesome place. And so we'll have the Frozen T-shirt contest coming up in a little bit. We just had the Bat Masturbation Contest.
That was the Bat Sanding Contest.
Okay, you call it what you call it. I'll call it what I call it. Fine, be that way. And, man, it's still a really nice crowd out here for
yep.
people who are out here at 7 in the morning.
And that UFC fight, it's not just the women's fight. They've got Khabib Nurmagomedov is taking on Edson Barboza. And what could be basically a title eliminator for at least for Khabib. And Carlos Condit makes his return for the first time in a long time. So some good fights on that card. Going to be a nice night of fights, and you can come out here and see it for free at Knicks.
I think that's what I might do.
Good call.
I think I'm just going to Uber it down here and yeah, and have a few hoppadillos.
Yeah, from my guys over at Carbock. Listen, if you haven't been to the restaurant, you need to go check that place out. They've got great food there, a great menu. And everything on the menu goes really well with the great beer that they've got on tap there at Carbock. And I don't know that they've still got time to do holiday parties, but they do have some great spaces if you're looking for a private event. Their indoor space can hold about 185 people. The outdoor space can hold even more in the beer. But go hang out in the beer garden after work. They open 2:30 Monday through Friday, 11 on Saturday, 12 on Sundays. And while you're there, take a tour of the brewery if you want. Tours, first come, first serve, no reservations needed. You can find Carbock right outside the 29610 interchange near the intersection of Mangum and Tacoma. They've got a bunch of great beer out right now, including the 017 Fun Series, the Brandy You're a Fine Girl, which is a really, really good brew. If you see it out and about, that's a nice Christmas gift for someone. Pick up your favorite Carbock beer today, or if you're out and about, tell your bartender, please make it a Carbock.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Nick's place for the Gal Christmas Party, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's place on Rocky Ridge as the party is continuing. And we will do the Frozen T-shirt contest after this segment, but this segment is dedicated to the gambling guru of the universe, our good friend RJ Bell. You can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, guys, did you get the pregame Christmas care package?
We did, and thank you very much. John,
well, I'm just trying to fat you guys up so I have an edge.
Yeah, we don't need a lot of help. Nick's doing a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, we don't need any help with that, RJ. You know that.
Well, I want to wish you a happy holidays, my friend. And as always, it's so much fun doing this show with you. And I appreciate you coming on, man. And we're gonna do another pregame line next week, which I will email you about later tonight. So thanks for doing this, as always.
Oh, my pleasure. And it's fun with you guys. And, you know, I would say this, Houston, your listeners, the feedback on Twitter. We get, by the way, I'm at RJ in Vegas, probably as good as any segment I do. So it's very energizing and, you know, helps the passion, the fact that so many listeners seem to enjoy it.
Well, let's get to the games, because one of the big things that we've been talking about for these last couple of weeks is motivation and who has motivation to win, who has motivation to show up and play hard. And talk about that a little bit, because some of these games are pretty meaningful for one team but not the other. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think that it's maybe counterintuitive, the way to find value, because if you have a situation where one team clearly has motivation and the other team doesn't have obvious motivation, that's something a casual fan can easily understand. And whenever a casual fan can understand something that seems to have an effect on the outcome of a game, they usually overemphasize it. So if you told me, RJ, you have two choices. The rest of the year, you can blindly play on all must-win teams when they're playing against teams without clear motivation, or I can fade those teams, I would rather fade them. Doesn't mean that I, in fact, most certainly I wouldn't fade them every game. And sometimes I might play on the must-win team. But I'm saying in general, I'm going to play against those must-win teams more than I play on them, because of the public makes those situations so expensive.
Well, one of the things we were just talking about last segment was the Monday games, and in particular, Texans-Steelers. Steelers, if the Jaguars lose on Sunday, which I think there's a good chance they do, then their motivation, they're going to win the football game. It doesn't matter. But if the Jaguars lose, I think that affects their motivation. That number's probably not going to move. But what do you think about a game like that where you wait until Monday to find out whether it means more or less for a team?
Well, I don't think in the Pittsburgh situation that applies, because if Jacksonville wins or loses, Pittsburgh still wants to win, because all it takes is one net win over New England to have the number one seed, right? And we can sit here and say, oh, how's New England going to lose? It's like, well, how'd they lose to Miami? And I wouldn't also, and again, I know you guys are pessimists when it typically comes to the Texans, but I wouldn't say it's a sure loss. This is an amazing stat. In the Mike Tomlin era, if you look at every 9-point road favorite or greater, so a jumbo road favorite, 9 or more, everyone in that era that's lost outright, Pittsburgh makes up 33%, one-third of those losses across the entire league, and the other 31 teams make up the other two-thirds. This is Pittsburgh's not great on the road. They're not great when there's obvious or where there's not obvious motivation. And you might say, well, they got to win to stay in a bye situation. Yeah, maybe, but that's not enough for these guys. Like it really takes motivation seemingly to get this team up. So think back to the Bears game this year, 7-point. Now that's a 7-point road favorite, lost outright, which in hindsight seems almost absurd. So I certainly like the Texans plus a 9, and I would not be shocked if Pittsburgh lost this game.
You know, there's a game that I thought had just such an absurdly large number that I have to play it, even though it's a horrible team that I'm backing. But I feel like the Ravens are giving up way too many points. Yeah, Baltimore. Yeah, I just feel like that's way too many. And, Baltimore, I think, is going to be a playoff team, because I think they're going to win out. But since when is Baltimore so good that they're giving up almost two touchdowns? I don't believe in that.
Well, I agree, but I also will pass along something. I just did a segment an hour ago in Baltimore, and, you know, I always like to pick the brains of the local guys. And they made an interesting point. They said if you look at, let's say, from week 8 or 9 on, Baltimore has, like, the third highest scoring offense in the NFL. And I'm like, okay, huh, why do you think that is? Because whenever there's a subset of a season that's different than the full season, I want to try to understand why that subset of the season is different. And they made 3 points. They said Flacco was less than 100% physically, and he's evolved into being, you know, better, let's say, health-wise. Number two, the O-line had the retirement and the injury, center and guard, their two best linemen, without a bunch of notice, and it takes offensive lines a while to gel. And number three, they have a running back that they didn't expect to be a playmaker that is a playmaker now. And in a way, I think that's I think all three of those are different, let's say, than week three. So in general, I think at this point, the Baltimore offense might be a little underrated. I also think the Baltimore defense is overrated. This will be the sixth game this season the Ravens defense faces a backup quarterback. Six out of 15 games after this week. So the stats are going to be skewed to their favor defensively, and they've got some awesome defensive stats. The last reason I would lean with you, but I'm not going to play the Colts, is if you go back four NFL seasons, counting this season, there's only been two prior games with a favored over 13 points and an over-under point total under 42. So under 42, over 13. This is the third game in four NFL seasons. Why is that significant? The lower scoring a game is, the more valuable underdog points are. And thus, in this case, I think these 13.5 points are extra juicy because the game is expected to be so low scoring. And it's very unusual to see a spread this big with relatively low scoring teams.
RJ, what do we do about the Browns? Obviously, if they're going to win a game, this is going to be the spot. They're getting 6.5. They've been they've gone out of their way to not cover most of the season. But that 6.5 sure looks enticing against a Bears team that doesn't have a lot to play for either. What do we do with the Browns this week?
You run away.
You know, I talked about this
I'm going to run away, but I'm curious.
I talked about this on my Dream Preview podcast. I do it with Steve Fezzik and a bookmaker every week. This week we went 2 hours breaking the games down on my Twitter at RJ in Vegas. You can check that out. I think it's not only how much the Browns have been losing, it's the way they've lost. Meaning, like you said, is it, you know, obviously they're not trying not to cover, but there's been like four games this year that I think they were over 90% to cover the spread, and they were 0-4 covering the spread in those games. With the Green Bay game being a great example, the Jags game, those are the two most egregious, I think. Maybe it's even more. But the fact of the matter is, when you lose those games, you feel snake bit. And it takes guts to bet the Browns to start with. And then it's like, man, everyone's right. And I think that's why this line's so high. But this is probably the trend game of the season. Check this out. And one of them's kind of fun, but the other one I think is more telling is Hugh Jackson last 35 games as an NFL head coach. On Christmas Eve, he's 2-0. All other days of the year, he's 0-33. Well, he's playing on Christmas Eve, baby. It's a perfect trend, right? All right, maybe a little fun, but here's the thing. If the team didn't know about it, it wouldn't mean anything. But does it maybe become a self-fulfilling prophecy? Where they hear, hey, guys, we do play well on Christmas Eve for whatever reason. And if they believe it, probably better chance to happen. Here's the second trend. In John Fox's entire coaching era in Chicago, he's been favored 7 times. 0-7 against the spread, and they got upset and lost outright all 7 times. 7 times Vegas said, you're supposed to win. And John Fox said, nuh-uh, we're not going to do it.
Wow, that's interesting. So
bad.
All right, I still don't know if I can pull a trigger on him. I want to. It's one of those things that's telling me bet the Browns, but I don't know. Hey, the Saints-Falcons game, Saints favored by 5.5, Falcons coming off a closer-than-expected game against the Bucs. What do you see here? Two teams played a couple weeks ago in Atlanta, and the Saints seem to be healthy now. How do you think this game's going?
At first glance, it feels a little rich, but I don't think it is. So home field advantage typically is 3, but with the Saints, it's 4. And here's a great trend. When the Saints play at home and at the time of the game they have a winning record, they've won 19 straight games at home. 15-3-1 against the spread. 15-3-1 against the spread. Now, what's the rationale? Is the dome, so the crowd enthusiasm matters. You have a winning team, the crowd's more enthusiastic. Now, who's the better team? Because if you look at net yards per play, they're right there together. But if you look at DVOA, which is a respected sabermetric stat, they got the Saints number 2, they got the Falcons number 15. And I think as you dig deeper, it makes sense is, you know, maybe it's the OC and just not being ready for prime time in the NFL. You know, I think that's probably it. Sarkisian had never called plays in the NFL before. And I think in those red zone spots, in those key third and sixes where a Shanahan knew what to call, maybe Sarkisian doesn't, and thus the in general, the yardage stats are good, but the scoreboard and the advanced metrics not as good. Falcons, I think, are tired. They played on the road Monday Night Football, and it was a tough game. They only outgained the Bucs by 37 yards in that game, and now they have less time, and they're going back on the road, short week, and it's a holiday week, and road teams in a holiday week. Remember, they got to anything they got to do has to get done before they leave. So when it's road game, back home, practice, holidays, back on the road versus a Saints team that was home last week and had a fairly easy game against the Jets and, as you mentioned, have gotten healthier. I think that the energy edge, the home field edge, and quite frankly, just a slightly better team makes me lean Saints. Now, listen, if there's some stats out there. I don't remember the exact number. The Falcons have lost like 2 games by 6 points or more in the last 2 years. So this is a team that even when they lose, they keep it close. So I'm not going to bet the Saints, but I would lean that way.
I haven't put anything that I'm playing this week in ink yet, but I think the game I'm closest on is Buffalo. And for a lot of the reasons you just said, except that New England should be tired. You know, they struggle a little bit against quarterbacks who can move. And I just feel like Buffalo has a ton of motivation here because if they win this game, it could be, you know, I mean, they would still have to beat the Dolphins, but the playoffs since 1999, I feel like they have maybe the most motivation of anyone this week. What do you think of that game?
I lean Bills for sure. It probably would be my 4th or 5th game. It just, you know, here's an amazing stat. And I mean, this is almost mind blowing. And I actually tweeted this out on Sunday. If you look at the Marvin Lewis era, so I did this analysis just because I thought it was interesting with Marvin Lewis likely gone, or at least at the time I tweeted it, I thought he was gone for sure. I guess there's some questions now, right? So, if you go, so 2003 onward, if you had played the Patriots blindly, you would have covered 60% of the time. 60%. The next best team is like 55.5%. I mean, it's unbelievable to win 60% against the spread when you're a winning team, which means there's a big premium on you.
Yeah.
Now, there is, you know, within the subset of double digit, say it again.
And a very public team.
Yeah. When you win, you're public, for sure. But here's the thing. Last 50 times the Pats have been double-digit favorites, only 42% against the spread. So it actually makes it where you look at them when they're not double-digit favorites, how good they are against the spread. So I do lean Bills. I probably won't bet the Bills.
One game that we talked about a lot on our show, the pregame line on SB Nation Radio, Jaguars and 49ers. I like the 49ers here for a lot of reasons. And I think that in part that I don't think the Jaguars are going to be able to manipulate some of the matchups like they did against the Texans last week. And I also think that since Garoppolo's played, the 49ers have been a much different, better team. But even early in the year when they had the other guys, they were having a lot of close losses. They were in a lot of games. Tell the people why I'm wrong about this one.
You know, I'm swinging back to the 49ers on this one. I was a little skeptical earlier in the week. Here's a pretty interesting way to look at it. Is Brian Hoyer is an NFL level quarterback. I mean, he's the, you know, bottom third of the league, but he still looks like an NFL quarterback. Is Jimmy G is obviously an NFL quarterback. They've played 9 games with either of those quarterbacks, the 49ers, and they've lost only one by more than a field goal. So And this streak the 49ers are on is historic. If you go back 30 NFL seasons, only the fifth team to win three games in a row and at the end of the three wins have less than a 300 win percentage. So, meaning a team, the only way this happens is you have a zero or one loss team that gets late in the year that then wins three in a row, right? So 49ers had one win. They had a win before Jimmy G, right? Well, whatever the – I can't remember. Whatever the scenario was there, this has been like five times in 30 years do you see such a bad, quote-unquote, team record-wise get this hot. So I think it speaks to, like, this is just like a different team. And if you look at all those close losses in earlier in the year, I mean, this 49ers team could finish 9-7 if they would have won, like, you know, 75% of those close games. So – one, I think there's a ton of optimism long term. And last thing, we've talked about when do these teams without obvious motivation play and when don't they play? Well, when you feel like you have a franchise quarterback and you're on a win streak and everyone's excited and he's got that smile and you think I'm kidding. But if you listen to the people talk about the 49ers and Jimmy G, it's like half the people mention how good looking he is. And it sounds goofy. Like, to think that's a handicap? And I was joking with Fezzik. I go, how many points do you give his jawline? How many points do you give his smile? But the fact of the matter is, and this is an amazing stat, I'll go back to 1900 on this one, if you believe it. Every U.S. president since 1900 has been taller than the average man at the time he was elected. We, as a society, want to be led by people that are good looking, that are tall, that are healthy in general. And I think that all of that has this 49er team super excited. And when motivation is a question for a losing team, that means a ton. And we've seen it the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, AJ's long had a theory that you have to be attractive to be a good quarterback.
I do believe in that. I do believe it. It at least helps. If all things else are equal, give me the handsome guy.
It reminds me of the great line in the movie Moneyball, in the movie where the old school scouts are sitting around and they're like, I don't like this kid. It's like, why not? He goes, his girlfriend's not attractive. It's like, well, why does that matter? He goes, it's a sign of lack of confidence.
That's true. That's why to this day, Matt Leinart is the biggest disappointment in NFL history to me. Matt Leinart, he should have been great. He should have been great.
And but meanwhile, he's not as good looking as Jimmy G.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, RJ. I think that might be a difference in our tastes.
You know what's funny is, so I mentioned Fezzik. Fezzik really has been like talking about. It's like, man, he looks so good in the locker room. Now listen, he's married. He's got a son, right? So I told the podcast followers, send me a picture of Jimmy G in which he's the most handsome, and I'll retweet it on game day. You think I'm joking? I've probably received over 100 pictures of Jimmy G.
Yeah, but you want me to send you some Matt Leinart? You got to remember, RJ, Matt Leinart had those eyes. Matt Leinart had eyes that would turn a straight dude gay. I mean, it was
I've been joking, but we've now entered into an uncomfortable zone for me, so I'm just going to pass.
Oh, okay. Well, you can tell Fezzik that Garoppolo's probably on the down low, so he might have a chance.
Yeah, maybe.
So,
hey, I don't know. Listen, just because he's good looking doesn't mean that.
All right, RJ. As always, just appreciate he has a sense the time,
of,
man.
Just because he has a sense of style. Oh, wait.
Well, isn't that one of the key indicators?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. That's like right
at
the top of the
George
list.
George Costanza said nothing's wrong with it.
If you're well-dressed, you're probably gay. Let's face it. That's 101.
All right. On that wonderful note, RJ.
Have a Merry Christmas, RJ.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you again next week, buddy, and enjoy your holidays, man.
Last thing is, the last segment was not necessarily the views of Gal Media.
Of course not. No, no. Basically, none of our stuff is.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that's RJ Bell. Follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas. And, guys, if you're not here at Nick's place, there's only one other place you better be besides stuck in your car.
Your mom's house.
No.
For Christmas dinner.
No, you need to be at Lions Poker Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's
also a good spot.
Yeah, because at 6:30, they're going to have another tournament tonight. And tonight is the big one. You know how much money you can win tonight if you win that tournament?
$1 million.
No, a little lower than that. Oh. $7,500.
That's pretty good. That's like half.
That would make it a happy Christmas.
Half a mil.
Would that not make for a Merry Christmas?
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah, so 7.5. It's a $170 buy-in plus a $30 seat fee. But then you can unlimited rebuys for $170 for the first four levels. No re-entry fee for that. $20,000 starting stack. And you can buy in up until 7:45. And guys, if you've not been over there yet, I played in the tournament over there. This place is great. The tournament's terrific. This is just as classy a place as you're going to find, with good people running it, really cool people playing, and your chance to go and win $7,500 tonight.
Yep, 10 tables, 18 televisions. So if you want, you're worried you're going to miss a game tonight, they got you covered on that. Whatever game you want to watch, they'll cover you on. Follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for all the tournaments and event details, and you can stop by and see it for yourself. I mean, that's the best way to appreciate it. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You're going to love this place. You mentioned that you heard about it here on our show. You'll get the first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace. Lions Poker Palace.
Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? And did you know your stairway?
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.